Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Omud Beis, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simin Shin Yud Tes, which deals with the halachos of Borer. Now, we began Sif Gimel yesterday, and Mirtz Hashem, we're going to conclude Sif Gimel today. It's a long Sif with many important dinim, mostly dealing with the halachos of separating a food from another food item. Both of them are edible. We're not talking about something that's pure psola, it's pure waste, and of course, we've already talked many times, you're not allowed to separate the waste, pull the waste out, and leave the good stuff behind, but you have to take the good stuff with your hand out for immediate usage. Those are the classical rules of Breira in order not to be over this Issa D'Oraisa. And we had read the Ramah yesterday. We'll repeat this part of the Ramah again. It's found in the second line towards the end of Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. Afo pishe borer chatichos gedolos mitoch kitanos lo mikri breira. It's not called breira if they're both the same food item. We had a lot of discussion yesterday how we define being the same food item. And we'll continue in the Mishnah Berurah where we left off yesterday. We'll begin five lines up from the bottom. Vida. The Bosser Tzli Umavushu Mikre Shnei Minim Linyan Zeh. We spoke this out yesterday, we'll read it again, that roasted meat and cooked meat are considered two separate species. The Kol Shekein Bosser Shol Mine Ovos Mechulokim. And certainly if you're dealing with two different types of chicken and duck, let's say two different types of fowl, they're considered certainly two separate items. And therefore, V'akein Tzrichim Lizor Besudos Gedolos Shemunochim Kama Mine Ovos Yachad Uborin Laniach Motzei Shabbos Shivoru Elu Shirotz. We read this yesterday, I read it a big piece again now, that if you have something that you prefer now and something you want to leave for later on, or for Motzei Shabbos, so you must take the thing that you want now and pull that out, rather than put aside the things that you want to save for after Shabbos, and in that way you would be over borer if you put them aside, you pick them out. But if you take the stuff that you want now and things that are left over, that's not a problem. All of this we really said yesterday. Now we pick up in the Mishnah Berurah where we left off yesterday. Kosu Achronim, he brings down the name of Achronim. Dehu Adin, the same halach applies. Bechol Dovor, Kishehem Shnei Minim. This din that we're talking about, Borer, applies anything that are two species. This includes non-food items. Kigon Kelim Ubegodim, Shayach Breira. That even in regards to utensils, we'll talk about what about spoons and forks, and clothing, you have different suits. So, picking one from the other is called Breira. Dirshu foot number 20 brings down that if you have two identical shirts, let's say, two identical pieces of clothing, Shnei Bagodim Zohim, the only difference between them, Elosh Tzivom Shona. So one is a blue shirt and one is a white shirt. But they're otherwise identical shirts, same size, same make, same everything. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down Sheim Hu Makbid Ezet Seva Lilbosh. If he is particular about which one he's going to want to wear, he's wearing a blue suit, so he wants the Bedavka have a blue shirt. He has a white shirt that he Bedavka wants to wear, not the blue shirt. So then, in this situation, Im Hu Makbid Ezet Seva Lilbosh Heim Nech Shavim Kishnei Minim. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal says this would be considered two different items. Even though they're both shirts, the color between them would consider them two separate items. This has huge halacha l'maaseh ramifications if a person is picking something out, let's say Friday night, to wear Shabbos morning. So you're not allowed to do that because that's not called li'alter. So if you have a bunch of shirts in your closet and you're picking a specific one out, so then you're not allowed to do that, even if that's the one you're going to wear. And certainly to take the other ones away, that certainly is not allowed to be done. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Al Kain. Sorich livror zehamin shirotze lito achshav, v'hashar yisharu l'mukomam. Therefore, a person has to be very careful that he takes the one that he wants for immediate usage right now, and the others he leaves behind, v'lo lehifach, and he can't do it the opposite way. If you do it the opposite way, that's called borer. You're picking out the psoles and leaving behind the ochal. So even if it's two shirts or two garments or two utensils, this could be a potential borer problem. The issue foot number 20 brings down uskum rotov. What is skum? That's an abbreviation for sakin kaf umazleg. This would basically be knives, spoons, and forks. Cutlery. So you have this wet cutlery. Rotov means wet. Sukum rotov. You have wet cutlery. Hamunach betaruvis. So you threw them all into some container in your sink and you have them soak over there. Now this is Friday night, and you want to have the same cutlery for Shabbos, so you're allowed to go and wash it, you're allowed to dry it, you're allowed to put it back in its component part. So how do you do this? So in this situation, when you have all the silverware mixed together, nechleku achronim im rashay hu lasus kein. So there's a big machlokus amongst the achronim. Are you allowed to go and separate out the mixed spoons, forks, and knives that you have here that are soaking in a pot? Das Rav Shlomo Zalman zatzal. So Rav Shlomo Zalman holds mutu lasus kein. You are allowed to pick them up. Why? Lefisha luki chaso al manas lenagvo. He says picking it up in order to dry it off is not considered over here brera. Why not? He's not specifically looking to take one out. Whichever one he sticks his hands into the water, whichever one he pulls out, that's what he pulls out. And now he has it out. And now putting it back in the appropriate silverware container, component in the silverware tray, Eino nechshev is breira. That's not called breira over here. Why? Mishum she mishe ochaz kol echod biyado. Because each time he goes and picks up one piece of silverware, shuv lo hayamura. That piece of silverware is no longer mixed in. And since he didn't care which one he picked up, that's not called breira. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you would be allowed to, let's say, take each piece of silverware out of the container that they're soaking in, they've been washed already, and then go and pick it up, dry it off, and put it back into the appropriate compartment in the silverware container. On the other hand, Meidach, Das Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Rav Yashiv disagrees. He says, also Lassos Kane, you can't do this. This is Breira. Shehol mitchilo ha'isa daito l'mainom. Since originally your intention was to sort them over here, you're picking each piece up, but you're intending to put all the forks together, all the knives together, all the spoons together. And therefore, the initial taking it out is considered sorting it over here. That is the initial breira. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita. So you have a tremendous machlokas over here. Would you be allowed to put the cutlery away in the appropriate cutlery drawer? Again, assuming, of course, that they were mixed. If you just have them on the table and they're not mixed, so then you are allowed to put them all back. So, for example, if you had certain settings that nobody ended up using, so those settings aren't really considered a mixture, as we pointed out yesterday. One or two things aren't considered a mixture with one or two other things. So if you have a fork and a spoon next to each other, you'd be allowed to pick up the fork and put it back into the fork container and pick up the spoon and put it back into the silver container. Even if it's not for immediate usage right now, that is not called brera. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'efshar di'im tluyim kama begodim ala kosel. Let's say you have several articles of clothing hanging on a wall and a hook. Now it's Shabbos morning, you have a couple of shirts hanging on the wall, and you want a specific shirt. But the shirt you want is shirt number 4, behind 3 other shirts. So you have to go through shirt 1, shirt 2, shirt 3, in order to get to shirt 4. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo hevi b'chlal borer. That is not a problem of borer, because you know which specific shirt you want. And therefore, the others over here, they're not considered that you're selecting them, they're just in the way of the one that you want. And the issue footnote number 22 adds, how come over here we do permit you, like I briefly explained? So he brings down, Kosov Ashisa Shabbos, the Shisa Shabbos explains, She'enu ela ba'ofen she'odeya ha'machapes es mikomo shel ha'beget shurotze. This is only true if you know that the shirt that you want is the 4th shirt over there behind the others. The rak misalik as a begodim hoyonim, and you're only removing the ones on top, the ones that are in your way, kidei lahagia elov, in order to get to the one that you want. However, avul meni yodea hechon mikomo shel habeget. But you know you have a certain shirt that you want to wear, but you can't see where it is. So you pull away shirt number 1, and then you pull away shirt number 2, you pull away shirt number 3. Oh, there it is, shirt number 4, but you didn't know it was shirt number 4. For example, kigon shekol habegodim heim ba'aravuvia. You have all of the shirts, let's say, in a basket of some sort. They're all mixed together. Then when you throw away shirts 1, 2, and 3 to get to shirt 4, that is definitely considered borer. On the other hand, while this was the opinion of the Shisha Shabbos, on the other hand, the Ketzos HaShulchan says, Sha'af ba'ofen zeh, see that Mishnah Berurah l'hatir. Even when they're mixed together like this and you don't know which specific shirt you want, you're allowed to move away the shirts that you don't want to get to the shirt that you do want. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein imunochem bikara kamaminim yachad zeh al zeh. If you have a bunch of items mixed together on a plate, one on top of the other, v'amin shirotz lechol munach lamata. You have a candy dish over here, and you have a bunch of candies on the top, and the candy that you want is on the bottom. U'masalik elu shemunoch lamala. You push aside the candies that are on the top, you have to pick them up to get to the one that you have on the bottom, k'deish yuchal agiyah lamin shelamata v'litlo, so you can get to the candy on the bottom. Lo hevi b'chlal bore. This is similar to what we just said with the clothing, and the Mishnah Berurah's psak is that you would be allowed to do this. This is not considered bore. A nafkamina of this, another ramification of this, can be seen in Dirshu foot number 23, where he brings down the chain kartis shel sifriya uchadomer. You have some sort of a card index, a catalog in a library, for example. Nowadays, people won't know what that is because everybody uses computers. But let's say you still have an old-fashioned cardex system. So you have all the A's up front, you have the B's afterwards, the C's afterwards, it's in alphabetical order. And you want to get to a certain letter, you want to get to H. So you have to push aside all the A's through G cards that are before then until you get to the letter H, and then you can search within the H's for the card that you want. You have to push aside, so to say, you have to pick out card 1, card 2, card 3 in order to get to card 4. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman in this situation says also, like he said a moment ago, that's not considered something that is forbidden. A person would be allowed to go and take the bottom stuff, i.e. the bottom card, from the top cards. He can move the top cards to get to the bottom card. This is analogous to the example I gave you from the Mishnah Berurah about the person wanting the bottom candy, he can move the top candies away. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, for a much more detailed discussion of many of these items. There are some huge Bir Halachas over here, and Ayin Shum, if you have time to go through them. Now we will go back to the Ramah, which is actually found on the last line of Kuf Mem, Amud Aleph. And the Ramah tells us, Vafilu hayu shnei minim, if you have two species, two items over here, two different items, ubore mishneim biyachet, and you're taking from both of them together, hagdolos mitoch haktanos, you're taking the larger ones from the smaller ones, or alternatively, olehafich, or the smaller ones from the larger ones, shari, that is also allowed. Hol ve'eno borer min echot mitoch chavero, because over here this is permitted because you're not taking one species from another species, you're taking all the large ones from all the smaller ones, or all the smaller ones from all the larger ones, so the two different species are still being mixed together. So therefore, based upon the Trumas Hadeshen, which we mentioned in yesterday's shir, which is the source for this Ramaz Din, that is not a problem of Borer, and it is permitted to do so. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imberer v'hiniach li'acharzman, if you went over here and selected, not for immediate usage, but you selected it for later usage, afilu lebo bayom, even if it's for the same day. So at Shachar's time, you're doing something for Mincha time. So you're doing something at lunch, and you're separating, you're ready for Shalosh Shudas at that time. Kigon Sheber or Shachar's, you're going and separating by Shachar's time, lechol ben arbayim, to go and eat it in later afternoon, that is not la'alter, that's not called miyad, and therefore, even though you're doing it, the ocha from the psolus, and even though you're doing it with a non-specialized kli, you're using it with your hand, that is an issa daraisa, one would be chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sif Kotten Tezayim, Sheberer Shachris, V'hu Adin, the same halacha applies, Im Hoyazman Muflog Misudas Bein Arbayim. You don't have to do this for later in the day, it just has to be far enough away. So if you're doing something at 10 o'clock in the morning for 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, neither one is allowed. 2 o'clock isn't better than 6 o'clock. It's not called La'alter, it's not called Miyad, and therefore it is not allowed. It is a din of Borer, even though you're taking Ochel from Psoles, and you're doing it with your hand without a specialized kli. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber tells us, HaBorer Psoles mitoch Ochel, if you go and take the waste from the food, Afilu biyado achas, even if you're using one hand, Chayiv, that is not allowed. So you're not using a specialized kli, and you're doing it for immediate usage, but you're not allowed to remove the psolus from the ochel. That means that you are doing something wrong, you're chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah explains,
Dilakamon b'siv zayin, even though we're going to learn in siv zayin in tomorrow's shir, the next day's shir, dilanafeyach biyodo achas mutter, that to go and sift under certain situations with one hand is not an issu daraisa, because hosom lav derech berei ruhu is there, because that's not the normal way that does it, that would be considered klachayad, as opposed to over here, masha'en came b'stam berei ruhu lo mikwe shum shino, yadim masha'en. In a case of sifting over there, it's different. You normally don't sift with one hand. But here, when you're selecting, you're picking the peas out from the carrots or something like that, of course you do it with one hand. You don't do it with both hands. And therefore, this is also over here, even with one hand. As opposed to over there, it's not also with one hand. Now, there are those, the Mishnah Berurah says, there are some that don't have the word achas over here because that's not the critical point over here. Even if you're doing with one or two hands, you're still chayiv over here because the ikar thing is, even if you're doing it with your hand,
because
Because the big chiddush over here is that when you're removing the ocha from the waste, so then there's a kula that you're allowed to do this. It's permissible on Shabbos if you're going to eat it right away. But if you're removing the waste from the ochel, even if you're doing it with one or two hands, that is osur. That's an issa d'oraisa of borer. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav afilu ha'ochel meruba. Even if the psoles over here is very small amount, and the mostly it's food. So let's say you're dealing over here with a majority of edible food, and there are small impurities, small pieces of psoles inside of it. So it would be normally much easier to remove the small impurities and not have to go take out all of the ochel. 90% is ochel, 10% is psoles. It's much easier to remove the 10% that's psoles. Nevertheless, even though v'yesh yoser torach kibriras ha'ochal, even though it's much more difficult to remove 90% rather than just to remove 10%, nevertheless, afilu hochel lo yivru ha'psoles, afilu kidei lechol li'alter. The Ramah brings down from the Beis Yosef, you're not allowed to do this, even if you're going to eat it right away, you're not allowed to remove psoles from ochal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot Yudches, it's telling us over here, the Ramah is pointing out, Rotsa Lomar, the biyantav. This is a different halacha on Yontif than here on Shabbos. On Yontif, b'chihai gavin, in a similar situation on Yontif, tzarich livror ha-psoles. In that situation, you must remove the 10% that are impurities, the psoles, rather than remove the 90% that's ochel. Because in that situation, kamash olon, the shiny hasam, by Yontif, it's different. The mishum simchas Yontif hu, kidei lemayit betircha. Because here you have a heter, because we want to make Yontif a very special, happy time, so therefore we want you to minimize your work. And because on Yontif, there is a concept of simchas Yontif, which doesn't exist on Shabbos. Therefore, by Yontif, you'd be allowed to remove in that situation the impurities for immediate eating of the ochal. However, here, aval hocha, derech breiru, this is considered breiru, and would be an isudar raisa. Finally, we'll conclude with the Bir Halacha Dibra Masu Chayim. The Chofetz Chayim there lists something very important. He says, "Mashinogim harbi anoshim shemechinim meichel b'Shabbos Kodesh b'Shachris." That many people go and prepare at Shachris time something that we would call fisaloch miragle behema. They would do some sort of concoction from the feet of a behema in order to have it ready for Shalosh Shudis. So there's potentially tremendous numbers of isurim over here, and he brings down at least three general categories. Yesh behem shenichsholim bekama isurim aydeze alken muchrach anochi levarim kedei sheyedu lasos b'derech chet. If I have to go and tell you to do it correctly, number one. When people go and peel the garlic over here and the onions and then cut them up very, very finely, he says there are two isurim over here. Number one, if you're not peeling for immediate usage, so then that's borer, that's osur. You're not allowed to go and peel something for later usage. And number two, they're cutting it up very, very finely. Dak over here, that's an isur of tochein, which isn't allowed as well. And even if you want to say that sometimes tochein is allowed for immediate usage, this again is not for immediate usage. So this is one that's really two, beis isurim over here. Number two, he says, if the rotab over here is still cham, if the gravy over here that's going to have items put inside of it is still hot, and certainly if it's yad nichves bo, it's not just yad soletis bo, so then certainly if it's in a kli rishon, that's a problem, and even if it's in a kli sheni, according to many posim, it's a problem, and certainly if it's kidei nichves, if it's so hot that he could burn somebody in it. And therefore, he concludes, while it's still hot, one should be very careful not to put anything in it, even if it's, quote, only yatzu lettuce bow and not yad nichves bow. And even if it's in a klisheni, one should be careful. And category number three, that they remove the bones over here from this meat that they're preparing, and they toss them, and they throw them away. So this, again, is a pure act of borer, and is not allowed. He says what you should do in this situation is suck a little bit on the bones, because then you're sucking on the marrow over here, sucking on the bones, and then you want the bones right now, and therefore that's called being borer the ochel over here, and therefore there's no problem of being borer after you throw it away. He says, don't think, though, that the bone marrow over here that you're sucking is equivalent to the meat over here, and therefore it's not called borer. So when you're throwing away the bone and the bone marrow inside of it, that's not called borer. He says that, in fact, is called borer. With that, we'll conclude today's share.